It is time for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill, the program brought to us by the members of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, who are inviting you to join the local business leader community. Get connected, stay informed, and drive progress. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. It is Wednesday, so we are talking Orange County, and we are joined on the phone to help us do so by Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price. Renee, thanks so much for stopping by. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine and always glad to be here.
All right. Well, a busy time, busy week, and I believe this was the last meeting for the county commissioners before a pretty lengthy summer break. Is that right?
Yes, we'll get about 2 months off, a much needed break, but there's always work that goes on in between and conferences. So we'll still be attending to our county, to our constituents, but yes, we take a break from the night meetings.
A bit of a respite. And so last night's was covering the, or I should say, included the approval of the operating budget for the upcoming fiscal year. And as we talked about last week, most of the deliberation of specific funding allocations was done in the work session prior. So this was relatively smooth proceedings, but for people who might have missed it, what are some of the key components of this year's budget?
Well, of course, the big thing is going to be how do we recover from this COVID pandemic, and particularly our schools. You know, we look at students that have had a very difficult past 18 months trying to learn virtually and then, you know, in a hybrid situation. So that's going to be important, and also economic development and economic recovery. And I was very pleased, in addition to the budget, which we had made our intent last week, and so this was basically the kind of the final seal on it. Well, let me just back up a minute. So we were a little, three of us were a bit disappointed that we are having to put a hold on the construction of the second building of the Durham Technical Community College campus here in Orange County. But I'm hopeful that we can get back on track sooner rather than later. The other points that we looked at right after approving the capital improvement plan, capital investment plan and the operating budget, as we looked at the ARPA funds, the American Rescue Plan Act funds, and beginning to use some of that money that's been allocated to us. We got, I would say, approximately $28.8 million from the federal government for recovery, and we can use half of it this year, you know, draw down up to half of it this year, and then the rest after a year. That would be next year or the year after. And we made some allocations there, and I was happy to be able to put some money towards the arts, because a lot of people seem to forget or fail to realize that the arts and culture industry was one of the hardest hit. And we have a lot of people that are really engaged in the arts, not just in Orange County in North Carolina, but across the United States. So we were able to put some money towards that to restart the arts.
And I know that one thing that a lot of people always pay attention to is school funding. And of course, you mentioned the Durham Tech expansion being left out, but it does look like a slight increase as well for Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools and Orange County Schools as well.
No, we did not increase the per pupil spending, but the dollar amounts would come out to more, and especially for the capital improvement plan. I keep saying improvement because we used to use that term a long time ago, capital investment plan. Yes, so that we can make some needed repairs and improvements to our school buildings.
There's a whole lot to break down in the budget, as you just rattled off, too. And it is impressive that you were able to do that, too, with everything else that was going on in that meeting and everything else that you guys are having to cover. But there is a specific webpage on the Orange County website, orangecountync.gov, that if you search for the budget for this upcoming fiscal year, you can take a look at what the county commissioners voted on last night. So I'd encourage everybody to do so they can look a little deeper into that, I imagine. Any other highlights from last night's meeting, Renee? I imagine that was the focal point, but anything else you want to share?
Well, we did cover a couple other items, including, as many people know, well, everyone should know by now, this was Mark Dorson's last meeting. He got a position in Florida, so we did a letter, a resolution of commendation to him and thank him for his 9 years of service. And also Paul Lawton, who has been with us for, I think he said 20 years, no, 21 or 22 years. That's right, 21 or 22 years. He is retiring. And he has really been part of the backbone of all of our budget work for all of these years. And he is going to be missed. And so we did acknowledge, you know, some people that have been very important to Orange County.
Well, if you want to check out some of what happened at that meeting, once again, the website orangecountync.gov, they'll have their video up there soon, and they've got all of the meeting materials as well. We are speaking with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price. And Renee, something else, also talking about people important to the community. I saw the news this past week that Corey Root has joined the county staff to serve as the new Housing and Community Development Director. And for people who might recognize that name, since you and I have spoken about her work before with the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness in the past, I figured I would take a second here just to gauge your reaction on her joining the county staff, because certainly with her work kind of taking the helm of that program, which involves a lot of moving pieces and county partners, it seems like she will end up being a pretty good resource, or has the chance to be a very good resource for the county.
Oh, absolutely. I knew before the press release went out, and I was just very, very happy to hear that. She had done so much work on, you know, with the Partnership to End Homelessness. And then several months ago, it's hard to keep track of time, it might have been almost a year ago, we actually had her position was put within the Department of Housing and Community Development. So she was right there. That's right. It was last year, because I was thinking, why not make her the director of something or other? Because I know she's good, and I'm thrilled. It was hard to even hold in the news, because I think she's going to do a great job. And it seems like she's already been there, because, you know, it was a partnership. And so, you know, I would see when, you know, back when we were in working in buildings, you know, I would, you know, walk past offices and I would see her there, or I'd see her name there. So, I mean, she's always felt a part of the county, and now she's in a different position, and I think she's going to do wonderful things for us.
To the extent of your knowledge, for folks who might be listening and be unaware of what that department does, can you share some of the impact the housing, community, and development area for the county government does, what that does for our community?
Well, certainly with affordable housing, you know, which is a difficult, it's quite a challenge in Orange County, but to help guide and promote affordable housing, affordable living in Orange County for people that lack the economic means to, you know, purchase a home or even with rentals. And another thing that they have done in the past is also working on fair housing, to make sure that people are not discriminated against because of their familial situation or veteran status or whomever they may, whatever their identity may be. But, and of course, with this pandemic, there's been a lot of work done in partnership with other departments in the county to prevent evictions and to help people with utilities and make sure that they can stay in their homes.
I think it's fair to say that everybody will hope that things work out with Corey taking over, and it is exciting to see what she is going to end up doing in that department. We're speaking with Orange County Commissioner Renee Price. And Renee, it's a busy time in our community, not just for local government, but because we've got some big events coming up in the next few days to celebrate Juneteenth. It does seem like the first time where the broader Orange County community has a lot of events that are being actively promoted, trying to get some community engagement and participation in a lot of Juneteenth celebrations. We've been talking about some on the air kind of all throughout this week that are going to be happening in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Are there any in the Hillsborough community, or just that you want to take a second to highlight for our audience too, that they can keep an eye out for in the coming days?
Sure. Well, first of all, I just want to say I'm thrilled that we are doing this across the county. That's one thing about Orange County is the county and the municipalities, we all try to work together. And so when we got together last year, and particularly our Black, Indigenous, people of color elected officials group, and we just, you know, thought, well, we got to push Juneteenth as an official holiday. And we were able to do that with the municipalities, the county, and even the two school systems, to make it a paid holiday. And so now we're able to celebrate countywide. And so, as you mentioned, there are events happening in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. I will say that I know that there will be a recording, the elected officials did a recording for Juneteenth, reading a statement, and Carrboro has, Carrboro staff taped it for us, and they'll be airing it either Friday afternoon or Saturday morning. I'm unsure. But in the Hillsborough area, the Northern Orange NAACP has several events. On Friday night, they'll be over at the Eflin Chiefs Community Center. And then I know on Sunday, there'll be a march from the Margaret Lane Cemetery down to the Visitor Center. And then one of the reasons they're going to the visitor center is because on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, three of my colleagues, Mike Ogle, Don Young, and Fred Joyner, we've been working on a project, an artistic expression that we're calling Say Their Names, and looking at the history of abuse and killings and murder, unfortunately, of Black individuals over the 400-plus years. And basically to say, you know, we can never forget them. Even though we will be celebrating our freedom, it just so happened that we had to do this, you know, exhibit, but we're going to make it fit in that it's a sorrowful, you know, sorrowful events when people are killed, but yet we need to celebrate their lives as well as we celebrate freedom. So I think this will be nice. And it includes, we make mention of people locally, such as Manly McCauley, who was lynched back in 1898, and then James Capes, who was murdered on UNC's campus in 69 or 70. I think it was 1970. So, you know, it's a wide array. Plus, Fred Joyner has written a poem. We've got a poem in our exhibit by our North Carolina poet, Laureate again, Jackie Shelton Green. So that's exciting. So we invite people to come out and see the exhibits, enjoy the fun, have some food, and just celebrate freedom. And I will say that the theme this year across the county is to promote Black businesses. So happy Freedom Day.
that sounds like a really moving event and exhibit, Renee. Thanks so much for taking the time, and hopefully people will be able to check that out among the many other things happening in our community in the next couple of days, but chiefly Friday and Saturday. Renee, we've got to we're beginning to run out of time. Anything else that you want to highlight for our community as we wrap up?
Yes, let me just say that on Friday is our opening for that exhibit. So if you could get there between, say, 4 and 6, we'll open at 4 and hope to have a little program with Fred Joyner reading his poem around 5:30, 6 o'clock. So please join us then. And then we're still working on COVID, getting people vaccinated. We've got one of the best track records in the country, but we still have to get, we've got over 60% of our residents vaccinated, but we're still working towards it. And we now even have the health department has a mobile vaccination unit. So if you, for some reason, are unable to get to a vaccination site, we will come to you. So for the health of everyone, please remember to get vaccinated.
Once again, orangecountync.gov, the website to go to for more on many of the things we've been talking about, as well as that mobile vaccination unit. Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price, thank you so much, as always.
Thank you, and we'll talk next week.